This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after the strike, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist.
And it was a righteous strike.
But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An influential federal advisory panel has overwhelmingly rejected a plan to give Pfizer booster shots against COVID-19 to most Americans, but it endorsed the extra shots for those who are 65 or older or run a high risk of severe disease. Vaccine Division Deputy Director Dr. Doran Fink said the advisors did think that certain at-risk groups should be getting boosters.
Do the known and potential benefits outweigh the known and potential risks of a Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine booster dose administered at least 6 months after completion of the primary series for use in individuals 65 years of age and older and individuals at high risk of severe COVID-19?
Scientists inside and outside the government have been divided in recent days over the need for boosters and who should get them. The World Health Organization has strongly objected to rich nations getting a third round of shots when poorer countries don't have enough vaccine for their first doses. This is VOA News. France said late Friday it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after Australia scrapped a big French conventional submarine purchase in favor of nuclear subs built with U.S. technology. It was the first time ever France has recalled its ambassador to the United States, according to the French Foreign Ministry. Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said in a written statement that the French decision, on request from President Emmanuel Macron, is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States. Washington is on high alert ahead of a rally in support of the pro-Trump rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol in January, with security forces better prepared to avoid a repeat of the mayhem seen on January 6th. Black fencing that surrounded the Capitol for months after the deadly insurrection has been put back up for the weekend, along with surveillance cameras. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says that there have been threats of violence.
How credible it is, how likely it is, people can make those judgments. But the fact of the matter is that we are hearing some chatter that I think it would be responsible for us to plan the way we've been planning and put the precautions in place.
Homeland Security officials have warned about the potential for violence, according to an intelligence briefing obtained by U.S. media, with a counter rally scheduled to take place nearby. Google and Apple have removed an app created by allies of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny as polls opened across Russia for 3 days of voting in a parliamentary election. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Google and Apple have come under pressure in recent weeks, with Russian officials urging them to remove the app, which features smart voting, a project designed by Navalny to promote candidates that are most likely to defeat those backed by the Kremlin. Russia says failure to do this will be interpreted as interference in the election and has threatened them with fines. This weekend's election is widely seen as an important part of President Vladimir Putin's efforts to cement his grip on power ahead of the 2024 presidential election, for which control of the parliament is key. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.48%, the S&P 500 dropped by 0.91%, and the NASDAQ fell by 0.91%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.